Narrated Abi bin Rifar. My grandfather, Rafir bin Khadij, may Allah be pleased with him, said, we were in the valley of Dhil Hulayfa, of Dihama, in the company of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and had some camels and sheep of the booty. The people hurried in slaughtering the animals, and put their meat in the pots and started cooking. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came and ordered them to upset the pots, and distributed the booty considering one camel as equal to 10 sheep. One of the camels fled, and the people had only a few horses. So they got worried. The camel was chased, and a man stopped the camel by throwing an arrow at it. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, some of these animals are untamed, like wild animals. So if any one of them went out of your control, then you should treat it as you have done now. My grandfather said, O Allah's Messenger, we fear that we may meet our enemy tomorrow, and we have no knives. Could we slaughter the animals with reeds? The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, yes. Or, you can use what would make blood flow, slaughter, and you can eat what is slaughtered, and the name of Allah is mentioned at the time of slaughtering. But don't use teeth or fingernails in slaughtering. I will tell you why. As for teeth, they are bones, and fingernails are used by Ethiopians for slaughtering.